Roy, happy Wednesday. Are you excited, Roy? I'm excited. What a Wednesday. Will Wednesday, by the way. We're going to be joined by Anthony Chang later.
Yeah.
Roy, you're not feeling, you didn't feel the buzz last night, the buzz in
It
the air?
was a rough night or afternoon, I guess, for Roy's Panthers because they're basically out of the pretend playoffs that they're in right now, right, Roy?
They are down 0-2 in a best of five, so they lose today. It's over. They have a chance at the number one overall pick because they're going back into another draft lottery, but yeah, this is not great.
Would you say that it's already over?
Yeah, I would.
Well, would you rather them lose and get the number one draft pick or go on a little tear here into the playoffs?
I would rather go on a tear because they're going to a draft lottery, so it's not necessarily a guarantee. And I have to believe that the Rangers are going to end up getting the number one pick gifted to them. So,
Why is that?
because they're going to lose Henrik Lundqvist because he's going to retire, so they're going to need a franchising-changing player, and they're going to end up getting one with the prospect that they have right now in the wings.
You
So,
think, wait, you think this is rigged?
oh yeah, I think
Oh,
this is completely rigged.
jeez. I realized something last night that we're back to the Panthers being the worst team in this town.
Yeah, can we talk about the Marlins for a minute?
Let's do it. I'd love to.
The Marlins came back after
I'm
being
sorry. I
off.
gotta correct Chris there. They are not the worst team in this town. That goes to Inter Miami.
Okay, that's true. I forgot
All
about them. I
right.
wasn't really including Inter Miami in that conversation, but you're right. Inter Miami is worse than the Panthers. We'll get back to that conversation.
When do they play again?
Thank you.
Yeah, they got eliminated from the group stage thing and they're done.
Oh, so that's it? That's just this tournament and then
Yeah, you had to
MLS
qualify.
isn't back anymore?
Right, you had to qualify for the playoffs, and they did not. So,
Guys, the Marlins, who I know a lot of people don't care about, the Marlins came back after being off, like 11 days or something, and they shut out the what's happening?
just keep going. I'm sorry, my daughter.
No, I talked to The Marlins came back after being off 11 games or whatever. They shut out the Orioles in a game that wasn't scheduled, but then got rescheduled. I don't know what's going on with the Marlins schedule. I was trying to look at it. I have no idea who they're going to play, when they're going to play, what's actually the schedule, what's not the schedule. I think they were supposed to play the Phillies at home yesterday, but now they're playing the Orioles in Baltimore, and they're doing a doubleheader today. So they played a road game yesterday in Baltimore, then the first game of the doubleheader today, they're the road team. The second game of the doubleheader, they're the home team. And tomorrow's game, they're the home team in Baltimore. In games that were supposed to happen last week that were rescheduled for this week. I don't know when the other games will be made up. So, baseball schedule right now, or the Marlins schedule, I should say, a little bit strange. But the Marlins came back after all those days off. They shut out the Orioles. Before the game, they had a graphic of all the moves that they made, and it was comical. They basically have an entire new bullpen, except like two guys. Pablo came in and had an incredible game, five shutout innings. The offense that we thought, I don't know if this is real or not. I mean, we're four games in, but the
Let's
offense looks
go.
legit. Jesus Aguilar may be the best pickup that they've made because they got him. I think he was DFA'd and they got him. Look, I'm not crazy. I mean, I am, but
Yes,
I'm
let's
not
do this.
like
Get crazy.
delusional.
Get
Yeah,
crazy,
you
Billy.
are. You are.
Get crazy.
We've been talking about how all of these championships would have an asterisk. Not that the Marlins will make a championship, win the championship this year, or even make a championship run.
They might.
The playoffs aren't totally out of the picture for them, and this would be one of the more impressive feats if they're able to kind of hang in there until their team gets back, because I believe they packed for a six-game road trip at the beginning of this trip, where they were going to Atlanta and then Philadelphia, and they were supposed to be coming home, right? It's turning into a 24-day trip because they canceled their home games. They were quarantined in Philadelphia for 11 days. They have eight more games before they come home on August 14th. If they're in the mix, if they can stay competitive by like throughout that stretch, and then they have their regulars come back. Like, I think that's pretty impressive, even knowing that this season is kind of like a watered down season. I don't think that, I mean, obviously, they'll never have to face something like that again. No one's ever going to have to go on a 24-day road trip again.
they legitimately can make the playoffs. The answer to what you're saying right there is yes, Billy. It is not that crazy to think that they can make the playoffs. But I think we should just step aside for a second and really celebrate what they did last night specifically. Because, like, to just jump off of what you said, that is so impressive after 11 days when the Orioles have been playing baseball for 11 days. So they're staying fresh. The Marlins players are like, the pitchers are in hotel rooms having bullpens with their hotel beds. Like, they literally, for 11 days, could only go down to their hotel lobby, get food, and go back up to the room. Like, it's insane. Brandon Kinsler, did you see this video, Billy, of, like, the Marlins having, like, a round table of the players?
I did see that.
And first of all, Brandon Kinsler, their closer, who pitched last night. I thought that that video was people that were affected and out, but
no,
yeah, he pitched last night. So.
No, him and Corey Dickerson are good.
Okay,
and
so they wanted some healthy people and some sick people in that video.
Yeah, apparently they have a leadership council, and that's what that was. I don't know if those are all the members of the leadership council, but they put out a video yesterday, the day before, and it was Miguel Rojas, who is the team leader who, you know, got coronavirus. Alfaro, who was the first one with coronavirus, and Sandy Alcantara, who also has coronavirus. Yeah. And then they had Kinsler and Corey Dickerson, who were stuck in their hotel in Baltimore.
Because even Kinsler, the guy who's not sick, was saying how hard this last week was. So it's like it wasn't just hard for the guys that got sick. It was hard for Marlins that just had to sit there and wait. Like, it was so impressive what they did last night. In that video, why was Kinsler eating sushi? Why did he choose that time to eat the sushi? As the video is starting and Miguel Rojas is setting up what they're doing, you just see the closer of the Marlins just taking big bites of sushi in the middle of this video. It looked delicious.
It did seem like a strange time to be eating. Like, you could wait 15 minutes and just finish what you're doing and then eat. Especially because, like, they have to stay in their rooms, right? They have to be there for 23 hours, so you could eat this. Let's not focus on that.
It was funny, though. There was one point when Miguel Rojas was going to him, like, all right, Kinsler, I want to go to you on this, and he had just taken a big bite, so he's like, trying to, like, chew really fast. I don't know. I was just fascinated by that the entire video.
Yeah, the Heat one also.
That's what I'm saying. Tony, Billy, Roy, who is the worst team of the big four teams? Let's take Inter-Miami out of this.
I'm confused. Can we, before we get to that, I have a question for Anthony.
Oh, let's do this.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Anthony. So when we met you, you said Ant, right? And we've gone over this a couple times.
Yeah, he's got like seven names.
Yeah, no, but he doesn't. That's what I want to talk to him about. Because he said he didn't like being called Tony. But everyone's just calling him Tony, and now he's going with it. And I saw that he signed something yesterday on Twitter, Tony. And I'm like, why did you give in? Why did you let people change your name?
That's
you
true.
Shouldn't have done this. You needed to stand up for yourself and say, I don't go by Tony. That's my dad. That's my grandfather. That's not me. I'm Ant. I'm Anthony. And be yourself. But instead, you gave in to the peer pressure. How do we talk to people so that they don't continue to do this?
Wow.
What do you want to be? He wants to be Ant. I think that's what he wants.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Look, let's set the record straight right now.
Yes.
What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Who are you?
I feel like I've got a lot invested show-wise in Tony, so I need to stick with
he's
the
right.
continuity.
You know what it is? No, Billy, it's the Bomani thing. It's the who the hell is Tony. Like, he's Tony now. That's it.
That's fine. Like, I have no problem with that. Like, I come from a long lineage of Tony. So now I think there's a time in every Anthony's life where they go by Anthony until they reach that next evolution and become Tony. So maybe I was supposed to be a Tony all along and I just grew into it.
I don't know.
Billy doesn't like this.
It's not that I don't like it. It's that I know that Fat Chris didn't ever think maybe I'm going to grow into a Fat Chris. And here we are years later and it's still stuck with him. And I don't know that he likes that nickname.
That's fair.
I this is kind of a betrayal here of confidence. So I don't know that I should be doing this, but we have kind of a history as a show of just renaming people and assuming that's their name. And then that name sticks. Like, I'll tell you two names of just, should I do this? Cause
yeah,
it's a kind of private conversation.
You're here.
So these are conversations that I've had with people where I've been told, and I'm not going to say who the person is I'm not going to say who it is, but I will say this. I was told one time in a conversation, no one in my life calls me Bo. That's only something that happens here. Not going to say who it was. I'm just going to say
I've
that's
heard
a com-
that.
That's a conversation. I've heard that before. Another one.
That's definitely Pablo, right? Pablo.
Yeah.
Another conversation that I had that I'm not going to say who. Someone told me, no one in my life calls me Dom anywhere. No one calls me that. That's not a name I go by. It's only here for whatever reason. Everybody calls me that.
I thought you were going to say someone doesn't ever go by Allie.
Well, that's another one. I forgot about that one, but that is another one that was like, no one in my life calls me Allie. I don't like being called Allie.
Billy, yeah. Billy and Roy, you guys might remember this. My first like month or so interning, sitting in a corner, I was referred to as Christopher.
I remember that.
And yeah. At one point on air, I think I might have just been like, yeah, you could call me whatever you want, but only my dad calls me Christopher. I really don't want to be called Christopher. And then he stopped, and now he calls me Chris. And so, see, Tony, that was me telling you it's not too late. If you really
got to say it on air, though.
Yeah, if you want to establish something, well, this is on the air. We're on the air right now. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I'm saying on the radio show. You just
I think it's still going to happen regardless. I'm just, you know, I want this hour to be a safe space for you.
Yeah.
Where we call you what you want to call you. If you want to go by Aunt, you could be Aunt. I mean, maybe that's just a friends thing with you and your friends, and we're not your friends.
You guys are my friends.
Okay, well, then we can call you. Well, look, I'm someone that doesn't like being presumptuous and assuming that I'm friends with people if they don't consider
you guys
me
my friends.
Okay, good. So then what do we call you?
You guys can call me whatever you'd like.
No, see, this is the thing. We're right back to square one now. It's not whatever you like. What do you want to be? If you were like,
yeah,
I don't want to say your tombstone because that's really morbid and you probably would just do your full name on your tombstone.
Yeah, I probably would do my full name, yeah.
Like if you're to introduce yourself to someone.
It's too late, man. It's Tony. It's the Bomani thing. Like it's gone too far.
It's I know, but that minds
that could be like a business decision for like the show, but like here amongst friends, you know, like my friends, for example, no one calls me Guillermo. Like no one calls me Guillermo, right? So that's kind of like first day of school, I'll be called Guillermo by like my teachers, and when I go to doctor's appointments, I'm Guillermo. And outside of that, no one in my life calls me that. So if someone calls me Guillermo, and now I shouldn't say this because now no one's gonna call me that, but like. If I like am walking and someone's like, hey, Guillermo, I'm like, oh, okay, this is someone that listens to the show because they're calling me my name that like most people don't call me.
Right.
Even though it's my actual name, so it's weird. Roy, what do people call you that you don't like?
Yeah.
Everybody calls me Roy, so I'm good.
Did anyone call you Anthony?
Oh.
Isn't your middle name's Anthony for the people that don't know?
Right.
Wow, Anthony.
Roy, I didn't know that.
Yeah, what's your middle name, Anthony? Because we can't have a double Anthony situation.
Roy.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Roy, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. I didn't know that we were both brothers in Anthony.
I wasn't one that shared that, but yeah.
Yes.
We've talked about it. It's been talked about.
It's been shared. My middle name is Simon.
Oh, can we call you Simon? Listen, you said we can call you anything we want. I want to call you Simon now.
Except that. I feel like Simon is a little pretentious. I own an art gallery. I wear turtlenecks. Simon does things that Tony wouldn't do.
Wait, you just said things that you do.
I don't own an art gallery, though.
But you would. You would,
though.
I could
see it. You guys see
me as an art critic, owner?
Not owner, but I'm just saying, like, I could see you down the road 4 years from now, like... You seem like you've got you could be a guy.
Sophisticated? Is that what you're trying?
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We're just talking until it came to you.
Yeah, I was just like, you're like, I was giving the vibes of sophisticated.
I felt it. No, I felt it. When you were doing like the
I was holding the a wine glass. I was holding a wine glass. That's what I was doing there.
Yes, I saw that. I felt it too. Yeah, you guys can not call me Simon and call me, just call me Tony.
Can we get to the bottom of this, Roy? The Panthers are the worst team of the Big Four now. Like the Panthers, Heat and the Dolphins, the Heat and the Marlins are like legitimately good.
I don't know about that.
Dude, look what we did last night. Basically, like I'm gonna end up playing first base at some point for this team, and we're still gonna be over 500.
The Panthers are technically a playoff team.
Yeah,
and the Dolphins, And the Marlins probably won't be either.
The Dolphins have Tua. I don't care what anybody says. I will fight anybody until they play a game. I'm expecting the Marlins to be good. We have a good quarterback. That's what you need.
And the Dolphins.
Since the Dolphins haven't played a game yet, going based off of last year's results, the Dolphins are currently the worst team in South Florida. That's how it is.
But I'm projecting. I'm looking forward. I'm taking new information, and I'm projecting, and I'm telling you the Dolphins are going to be decent this year. It's a compliment to this city. The Panthers are now our worst team, and they're a playoff team other than Inter Miami.
Right.
Coming up next.
Wait, is this the best sports city in America?
It's really good right now. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Things are turning around. I know I'm saying this like I'm sarcastic, but I actually believe that the Heat, and the Dolphins are good.
I mean, if you throw in University of Miami, they're the best offseason team ever. Every single year, they're always getting new recruits. They're always doing a lot of cool things. And then they go 7-6.
Yeah. Coming up next, we talk some round ball. And K-Town, because he's from Kendall, with Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald.
All right, we're joined now by Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, who covers the Miami Heat. We have been talking about, in this local hour, the evolution from Anthony to Tony, right? And I feel like every Anthony has a moment in time that he becomes a Tony. Have you experienced that whatsoever, Anthony Chang?
I don't think so.
I have not yet.
Yeah.
Because my uncle and cousin are named Tony. So because of that, I go by Anthony. I get aunt sometimes, like friends and all that, but I don't get the Tony. Not yet. We'll see. Maybe as I get older.
Do you feel some kind of way about Tony? Like, what's your thought on that potentially happening?
I don't know. I feel like growing up, just because I had relatives named Tony, I didn't even think Tony was like a possibility for me. So like when I was like, oh, I can be called Tony. I'm like, no, that's not my name. My name's Anthony.
That's so sad. Like as a child, you like realize your life had limitations and you could never be a Tony.
I guess that's pretty deep.
It's so sad. Like, I want to bring you in on something that we were just talking about. We discovered through our conversations that Miami right now is the best sports town in America.
Yeah,
do you
clearly,
agree or disagree
clearly.
With that? Just based on how great all of the teams are.
I mean, it's hard to argue with last night, right?
Right. I mean, let me just pitch this to him. Let me set it up the right way. I mean, the Marlins, first place team, the Heat, you know, are going to make some noise in the playoffs. I think everybody knows that. The Dolphins have Tua. That's like a legitimate potential quarterback. And the Panthers, who are in the playoffs about to get eliminated, are technically the worst team of the big four teams right now. We're not really counting Inter-Miami. We're just not going to discuss them right now.
And technically, you know, I love the Panthers, but Panthers are in Broward County. So if you're going to say sports town.
Talking about South Florida, though.
Wow.
Oh, South Florida. Okay, but in the beginning.
See, this is a Kendall guy. See, Billy, he has the Billy Gill way of thinking here of that when you say, like, see, Broward people think of ourselves as Miami people.
Yeah.
But Miami people don't consider Broward people Miami people. So that's the disconnect that we have on the show. So I often say Miami sports, and Billy will be like, well, technically, so
that sounded just like me. Was that me?
That's amazing.
It's an out-of-body experience. Look, irregardless, Chris has decided that the Panthers are the worst team and they're a playoff team.
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue that. Miami right now is the king of sports, except when the Dolphins start and they go 3-13
So before we jump into Heat, do you guys want to nerd out on K-Town? Like just talk about some Denny's or something?
Does anyone actually call it that? I think that Mike made that up.
Mike Ryan is the first person I ever heard.
Yeah, because you said that. Don't like you said K-Town before. You're like, I could talk about K-Town. And I'm like, do people actually do that? Because I know Mike does that, but I thought that was just a Mike thing that he invented.
I mean, there's K-Lands, right? There's K-Land, like that park by the 826 that you see, you know, next to where Tony Roma's used to be. There's that.
I've
never heard of K-Town.
All right. that was good K-Town talk.
All right. K-Town, stand up.
Anthony, serious question. What has this season been like for you in terms of covering? Like, how do you go from covering the team the way you used to every day where you're going to games and you're, you know, at practice or whatever, you're interacting with the team, and now there's a bubble, you're not in the bubble, and you need to keep covering the Heat.
It's totally different, obviously. Like, I was just talking about it with the Sun Sentinel's Ira Winderman on the phone yesterday. Like, our workflow has changed so much. Obviously, we're not in the bubble. I'm not even in Orlando. I'm in Miami. and we're doing all of our interviews over Zoom. It was like this. And we get to ask our questions, but it's obviously very limited. Like after, usually after a game, I can just go up to a guy, like, you know, if Myers Leonard does not play, I can go up to Myers Leonard and ask him a question, you know, what is it, you know, what's going on? Why are you out of the rotation? Kind of what's the message that they've given you? But after these games, it's like we get two guys or three guys and a coach, and that's the way it is, you know? So it's just, it's different. We're managing. But just like everything else in life, it's just, it's not what we're used to. I'll say that.
Did you want to be in the bubble? Like, were there aspirations of being in the bubble? Or are you glad you're not in there?
I mean, I would have gone if they would have told me to go. But that was never really considered, because it's kind of, it's not really designed for a one team beat writer. A lot of the guys in there are national reporters. So there's a few beat guys in there, but they're like the LA teams, which chances are the Clippers or the Lakers are probably going to go to the finals, so it's worth it. But there aren't many single team beat writers in there. So I would have gone if they asked, but that was never really a possibility.
Tony, are you worried that the future of beat writing and the future of getting access to players is going to change forever now with COVID-19? Like, let's say this season finishes, let's say they start a new season and they've been talking about bubble season for next year or not. Do you think limited media availability is going to be a problem for you guys coming up?
I hope not. I mean, it remains to be seen, right? We don't even know when this is going to, like, we don't even know if next season is going to be like this. Like, hopefully not, but there's no end in sight right now. So I hope that when this is all over, we'll go back to some type of normalcy. But that remains to be seen. I know, like, all the, you know, not to get too journalism-y in here, but writer groups are fighting for that, like, to make sure that it doesn't change when things go back to normal. So I hope not, but, you know, we'll see.
All right. So last night, sorry, Billy, go ahead. You go.
No, I was going to say, I feel like it killed the mood. Like, we were vibing, we were having fun, and then I asked, like, a serious question. Now we've gone down, like, a serious path.
No, I can bring us back.
What we do to get it back on track.
I can bring us back right here. I got something good. So last night, I had my radar up. I see after the game, the Bam Adebayo and Jason Tatum doing that thing where they're at midcourt, and they're, like, doing that thing where they're covering their mouths and they're talking. So, like, you always think something interesting is happening there. So I'm like, that was my radar. I'm like, okay, Jason Tatum and Bam are friends. And then I saw a video post game. I think you retweeted this of Tatum doing a post game interview, and Bam is there, like, heckling him. Long story short, I see a budding friendship between Jason Tatum and Bam. So are you seeing what I'm seeing, that they're going to bring Jason Tatum to the Heat?
No. but I will say this, Bam is friends with, like, he's a lot of guys like him. He's well-regarded in the NBA, and that's important. As you saw with Dwayne Wade, like, that's an important thing. So the more friends Bam has, the better. He's casting a wide net, so that's good.
I just see the next super team being formed there, and I'm saying to myself, if Giannis doesn't happen to choose us, we got to start looking elsewhere for the next option, and Tatum, you know, could be a nice fit. That's all I'm saying. Roy, you're looking at, you're judging me, Roy. What are you, like, what's going on here?
I'm worried that too many friends, though, might give him too many options.
Wow.
Well, looking at it another way.
He could end up leaving.
Exactly, and he'd have a lot of options because he has so many friends. So I think I'd rather have someone with no friends, right?
I mean, he might ruin those friendships because he's going to have to pick one over the other. So that's the problem, too.
That's, it's like, true.
Pick when he has eight different options to choose from. It's something to consider.
Evidently, the National Basketball Coaches Association voted Mike Budenholzer and Billy Donovan co-coaches of the year. When is Eric Spoelstra going to get his due?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good question. He's definitely – he received votes. He was one of eight coaches to get votes.
That's great.
But I do think those two guys are deserving. Oklahoma City losing Russell Westbrook and Paul George to be where they are right now. Nobody thought that. Mike Budenholzer, I mean, Milwaukee has the best record in the league, historic season. And even Nick Nurse at Toronto, lose Kawhi Leonard and be second in the East and, you know, right now playing like the best team in basketball. I mean, look at the numbers. All those three guys, you know, they deserve that honor. And Eric Spoelstra's up there. But it always seems like Spo's up there, but he just isn't one of the top guys. Like, there's always a guy or two, like, ahead of him. But one year, he'll get his due.
He looks too young. That's my theory on this. People just assume that he's just a young coach and doesn't need to get these votes. They give it to the older looking guys.
He's a young soul. Like, he's a young soul. I'll leave it at that.
He's what everyone wants to look like. You kind of give off some Eric Spoelstra vibes, by the way. Like, if I was like, you know, if he really let it grow out, the beard, I feel like we could be tricked into thinking that Eric Spoelstra is on the show with us right now.
You know what's funny? When I first started on the beat in 2016, I got that so much on Twitter. There you go. Who is this Eric Spoelstra clone covering the team? Like, what is this?
I mean, I get this guy, the catcher from Sandlot. So I think, like, if you're going to get somebody, like, that's a good person to get. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah. You're Andy, also wearing a shirt with that guy's face on it, Chris.
Oh, like, look at that.
It's not like walking around with Spo's face on his shirt.
That's called embracing it, Billy. You know, people told me it enough. I'm like, oh, I got to get that shirt. And now anytime I wear this shirt in public, it's a hit. It's a hit, man.
Do they think you're that guy?
Okay. So,
Billy,
yes.
You got to tell this story, Billy. Yes, this is the best story ever.
They do, because we went one time a couple years ago. We decided that we were going to throw ourselves, me and Chris, like a meet and greet, and we called it an occurrence at a Marlins game. And so we went and we're like, hey, guys, we're going to be at the Budweiser bar in the fourth inning. Anybody wants to come, we'll be taking pictures or whatever, right? Like,
so
completely unsolicited. No one asked us to do this. We just decided we were going to do this and have, like, our own little watch party at a Marlins game, right?
There was a reason we did it, Billy. It was because it was Sandlot Day.
Well, no. Yeah. I was going to get to that. So okay. I didn't know that. But coincidentally, it was Sandlot Day. So, like, two total people came up and were like, hey, like, can we, like, hey, how's it going? Whatever. I'm a big fan of the show. And, like, took a picture with us, right? So while that was going on, a kid and his mom were walking by, and one of them had a bobblehead of the guy from the Sandlot that looked exactly like Chris. Because the bobbleheads actually looked like us. Like, the one with the glasses looked kind of like, and the catcher looked like Chris. So they were giving out those bobbleheads for whatever reason. Actually, you know what? I think that's why we did go, because the bobbleheads looked kind of like us. So the kid's walking by and he's like, oh my God, like, so excited, wanting to meet Chris. And he's asking Chris to sign his bobblehead and to take a picture with him. And Chris is like, I'm not him. Like, I want you to know. And he's like telling the mom also, he's like, I just want you to know, like, I feel bad doing this. Like, I'll sign it for him. But, like, I want you to know, this is not me. Like,
because they saw me. They saw me getting my picture taken with from the two people that actually showed up to our meet and greet. We had a big turnout for our meet and greet of two people. So this little innocent fan walks by and he sees it and is like, oh, look, that must be him. And I'm like, I want to do this for the joke and take this picture with you. But I need you to know for my conscience that I am not him. And the kid
just rolled
up. And the kid just like kind of like put his tail between his legs and was like, okay, see ya.
No. He's like, I don't care. And he signed it anyways and took a picture with him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Chris is like, don't sell this on eBay, please. Like, it's not real.
I don't know how much you'd get for it, though, Anthony.
That's a good point. You never know. There's some Sandlot fanatics out there.
Is Goran's ankle okay?
Seems like it. Team said that the X-ray returned negative. So, you know, the next question is, how much do you want to risk it in a seeding game, right? Like, I could see, I mean, we're getting an update later today on Jimmy and Goran at 5:30 when the injury report comes out. But I could see them saying, look, it's not worth you know, making the injury worse in a seeding game. Let's make sure they're right for the playoffs.
What was the deal with Jimmy on Sunday? He misses practice and nobody knows why. It was an excused absence. And then everyone, there's like some speculation out there. There was a quote that it was quarantine related. So people were speculating that. And then he's ready to go Monday. Like, what happened there?
I'm going to respect Jimmy's privacy on this.
Okay.
But the good news is that he was available, and this, it's not related to this ankle injury. I'll say that. So this ankle injury is separate. You know, I think the hope is with the team and people around Jimmy is that it's a one game thing and it's something manageable moving forward. I know he's dealt with ankle issues in the past, but it seems like it was a back to back. He had played 31, 32 minutes the night before, third game in four nights. Like, it's not worth it. You have a long playoff run, you know, hopefully ahead. So they just said, let's rest, and they won without him. So
Do you ever wrestle with respecting someone's privacy and reporting stuff and getting scoops?
In this day and age, it's tough. I think reporters are having to deal with that conundrum even more because of all, you know, COVID and tests and all that. But Usually we don't have to deal with that as much as right now. Right now it's a totally different world.
And what do we call it when you know, Woj has Woj bombs? Like, what do we call it when you break a story?
Chang bomb.
All right, there. So I just want to make sure. I thought, did we start that on this show? I think we did.
You did start that on the show. And my friend Jason Leisure, who I think he's my friend.
Who is he? I don't know who that is.
I don't think he has any friends, Jason Leisure.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, he seems like a grump.
We worked together at the Palm Beach Post, and he knew how much I loved this show. And I knew he was a regular. And he's like, I'm gonna bring you up. And that's how the Chang bomb started. Like, that was all intentional and planned.
Look at that. He texted me, but it's cool.
He texted me, he's like, listen to this episode, and then it became a thing. So
now, do you remember
where I made it?
We had a thing on the show where I said something. I don't remember specifically how I did this, where I ended up saying on the show, like, Anthony Chang agrees with me. And that became a running bit on the show. I don't remember if it was something that you wrote and I just basically went to air with it. And then
100%.
You
stole something that he tweeted the night before. You said it as your own. And then you said, Anthony Chang agrees with me. And then we looked up to see what he had tweeted and realized he had tweeted it the previous night.
I mean, look, but in my defense, I might have just had the thought and then stumbled upon his tweet afterwards and got it as confirmation. I don't remember the specifics of it. Anthony, do you?
I don't remember the specifics, but that's what I'm here for, right? I'm here to
exactly.
And to influence people's thinking, right? That's what I'm here for. So I'm okay with it.
I want to give you credit. I do that more often than I even get said on air. I very often, after a Heat game, will be like, oh, maybe I didn't watch it last night, so I need to be knowledgeable of it. Anthony Chang's where I go first, man. Go to your Twitter page, scroll through, see your tweets, read your article. I'm telling you, I go there before Greg Cody.
I don't want to be rude, but it seems like we can just cut out the middleman here and just bring Anthony Chang on. If you're just reading his Twitter and saying exactly what he's saying, why don't we just talk to him?
Yeah, we have to get informed. Like, it's not an insult. Like, that's just, I feel like it's a compliment to the man.
Chris, just call me after games. So
yes.
Whoa.
Tell you what you need to say. You don't even have to credit me. You're good.
The DMs have been open the last couple of days on Twitter, so they're going to stay open, just so you know that. I'm going to be tweeting you, before Heat games about betting advice.
Well, I'm done. Bring it.
All right, Anthony Chang, this was fun. Anybody else got anything? We're good to go?
I've got some Kendall-related topics.
Oh, yeah, let's go there.
Best croqueta.
I don't know if this is in Kendall, but East Las Canarias, by far.
Okay, good. We're all in the same. Yeah, we're all in the same boat there. Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Coral Reef. About my home school was Killian.
Okay, so you should. When did you graduate? What year did you graduate?
2007.
Damn. So we would have been classmates at Killian if you would have gone to Killian. Imagine that.
You went to Killian?
I went to Killian. I graduated in 2010.
Where did you go?
I went to Belen.
Belen, okay. I was a counselor at Belen summer camp one summer.
Oh, yeah? Everyone was a counselor at Belen summer camp.
kind of like the biggest small world ever. Like, everyone.
When were you a counselor at Belen summer camp? Because I was too.
2005, 2006.
Oh, I think we probably worked together then. Wow, what a nice reunion this is, huh?
It really is.
Former coworkers together again.
I went to South Plantation.
I don't know.
Paladins.
Hey, Paladins, there you go.
That was my homeschool.
Anything else, Anthony? No.
What do you want to talk about, Anthony Chang?
Yeah.
You had this conversation a few months back about what is the center of Kendall.
Mm. Oh.
And I think Dadeland. You guys pointed at Dadeland.
No, that's too far.
I was very offended by that. Yeah,
I think you want my opinion on what the center of Kendall used to be?
Oh, what is it?
The center of Kendall used to be Don Carter's, and then they got rid of Don Carter's.
You think?
Right. It's like 137th
and Kendall.
And Kendall. Right. So if you go all the way to Dadeland, Dadeland's in like the, where is Dadeland even? Like the 60s or 70s?
Right here. Right? We're right here, actually.
Yeah, like, well, we're not where you are. You're.
No, but I'm here. So okay. This is the center of Kendall's right here.
But it's like
nobody knows where you
Kendall,
are.
Kendall and US 1. Kendall and US 1.
I consider West Kendall part of Kendall, right? So you would be all the way like what would be East Kendall if you're at Dadeland, because you're like all the way at US 1, where West Kendall ends I think West Kendall ends at Tamiami Airport is where I would end. Like West Kendall, where it gets like
147th probably.
Wow. Yeah, but the Walmart I still consider Kendall, and that's like 157th.
Yeah. True.
So what do we consider? Do we have a consensus then? I feel like
to me, the center of Kendall is Tonic Country.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I just think not only is it geographically pretty central, it might not be the exact center point of Kendall, but it just has everything there. Like if you go to Tonic Country, well, I don't know if 24-hour fitness is still open, but you have Marshall's, you have a bunch of restaurants, you have a Cuban restaurant, you have a movie theater a few, like half a mile away. Town and Country to me is the center of Kendall.
Yeah. It used to be so much better when they had all that stuff in there. Remember before Town and Country really changed, they had like a movie theater inside, they had all these different cool things, and then something happened where they just tore it all down and created what they have now. But I agree with you. Center of Kendall, Town and Country seems good, like right next to the Turnpike. Because if you start going too far west, then you're really down. Like 137th is kind of down there.
Yeah, right. It's just to me, it's the perfect center point. Like that is Kendall, Town and Country, and also I would extend it to the mall with like the Duffy's. Duffy's and Kendall to me is Kendall. Like, if you go to that Duffy's and Kendall, like that, you're in Kendall. So that whole area to me, that to me is like the when you think about Kendall, you're thinking about that area.
What's more Kendall than the Blue Martini in Town and Country?
Baru right next door.
Oh my God, that was fun. I like Anthony Chamber. We're going to have him back on. Hey. I can't believe we've gone through Wednesday, guys, and we haven't gotten to one of my topics that I texted you guys earlier.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah, I know, right? Roy, I didn't even actually text you this topic because you weren't going to be here Monday. So you don't even know this topic. Mm-hmm. Unnecessary yet amazing inventions. I'm going to give mine while you guys think of yours. Are you ready for it? Here it comes. All corners brownie pans. It's the best invention ever, and it is completely unnecessary.
What is all that? Like corners a square? Brownie pans?
It's like a snake. It's like a brownie pan that like is it, it looks like a snake almost. So like
snakes don't have any corners; they're round. Like they don't.
Yeah, but the way this, it's like an S. So like it's like making a lot of turns. So there.
But
are,
is it round?
It's more like hectagon shaped. My bad. You're right. But like, there's a ton of corners.
No. Wait, no.
Not hectagon. Not like each turn is like turn
like a rectangle.
No, isn't a hectagon like
when triangle?
No, I'm not wrong on this one. Sometimes
this is a snake.
I'm saying the way that they turn, it's not.
I think
round.
This is going to be faster if I just Google it. What is it called?
I think hectagon is six sides.
But no. My point is, when you look at a hectagon,
I don't think a hectagon is a thing. Hexagon is a thing.
Hexagon, man. You can see we're getting bogged down. I'm sorry, okay?
Heptagon is a thing. A hexagon is a thing. But not hexagon.
Ah, yes.
You guys are
a hectagon is a 2D shape, so it is a thing. So this is...
We'll just keep going.
No, I'm fine.
My point
we got you.
It's not round edges. It's like more like the way... whatever.
Like 90-degree angle edges.
A hectagon has 100 sides, so... You're right, but this would be a hell of a pan.
A pan.
Man, what an invention.
A pan that makes brownies where there's a lot of corns. Because we all agree, when you eat a brownie, you want the corn because it's like just delicious. It is an unnecessary invention that I find to be amazing. Does anyone have anything that competes with that?
Well, hold on a second. I'm looking at what is alleged to be an all corners pan. And it's just a rectangle, right? Oh, wait, no. Which one do you have? Do you have the one that's like a rectangle that looks like a snake that just has a couple lines in the middle of it?
Are you ready for this? I have this one that looks like an S.
Why don't you just show it to us? Just get up and get it.
I don't have it. That's the riddle of this story. My mother-in-law makes brownies like every Sunday. Like I go to her house and like I'm just saying this is a great invention. Did I say I have one? I don't. I didn't. I'm sorry if I said
you made
I
it have seem one. Like you were about to pull one out and be like I have. This one.
This is going bad, and I feel like it's our fault. Like, I feel like we're...
Our fault?
Yeah, no, like, Chris, you know...
He means well. Chris means...
Yeah, let's say, like, a C-plus effort in the story, and we're, like, grading it, like, on a really harsh curve.
And the best part...
F, and it's really, like, a C-plus.
And this is the best part. Chris. This is the best part where I really failed, is that I honestly didn't even remember what this pan really looked like when you asked me. So when I started saying the hectagon thing, I was like, I just know this thing has a lot of corners. I don't know specifically.
So wait, what does it actually look like? You don't even know?
It looks like this is going terribly.
I mean, in fairness, you brought this up. Like, it's not like we're getting to you on something. You started this topic.
And we're back. Anthony Chang was awesome.
What?
No, we're not. Should we leave all that in? Like,
cutting all of that out?
No, fine. All right, fine. Fine, we'll leave it in. It's just I had a good point to make, and I made it terribly, and that's where we're at.
All right. Okay, look. Don't cut any of that out, but just now, like, say, you know something that's an underrated invention, and then say it.
You know what's something that's underrated? It's unnecessary, but an underrated and very good invention. The All Corners Brownie Pan.
What? What's that?
I like that.
It's a pan where almost every part of the brownie, every piece you cut, is appearing to be a corner piece, as opposed to the standard rectangular square pan. And I know those are two different things. I meant square. I just want to throw this table.
Dude, relax. That sounds super, super cool and chill.
I love
one of these.
Yeah.
Corners are the best. I wish that all pans were just corners, right?
Sure. And what do you guys have? What inventions do you guys have? I'm so glad we went here.
I don't have anything that's as good as that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It was a good topic. It was a good suggestion.
Yeah.
All corners pan. I'm looking it up right now. Wow, this looks like a hectagon.
Wow.
I hate my life. See you later, everybody.
Okay, good.